Years ago, somewhere around 1970, somewhere thereabouts, I was out hunting. It was deer hunting. It was the winter time and it was cold. Wind would blow, it'd rain. Nothing worse than being cold, a little damp, wet, and that wind's blowing. But it was an early morning that I went out deep into the woods. And this was down in Arkansas where, at least at the time, they were allowed to run dogs to kind of flesh out the deer. And so I had scoped out this place. I'd walked for a good 40 minutes into the woods. And it was at the corner of where the dogs from two different deer camps would converge. So I thought it was a pretty good spot. There was a long lane after you crossed the creek and went another few hundred yards. There was a lane that headed out to the right. This lane was probably 15, 20 feet wide and went for another 300 feet or so. It was in the fall. There were leaves falling. And in this case, the leaves were dry and crispy and could crackle when you'd walk on them. But I recall getting out there early one morning, trying not to make too much noise, but there's just no way you couldn't. I was young and not a real experienced deer hunter. So I got out there and sat down kind of on my butt and with one leg under, my knee up, and I had my shotgun with a double-aught slug, loaded up in there, ready to go, waiting on that deer. I sit out there probably for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and the sun started to rise. The wind would blow and rustle the leaves. Now and then I'd hear a squirrel. I'd hear a bird. In the great distance, I would hear the hollering of the dogs. And so I sat there, determined not to move. Trying not to go to the bathroom, just sitting there, waiting, listening for the rustling leaves of the deer hooves, deers walking, running or trotting through the woods. And so I was sitting there, and I smelled something. The wind blew, and I had this smell, and it smelled like chewing tobacco. It was chewing tobacco. I had smelled that before. My Uncle Irvin is certainly a diehard chewer. And that's another story about him spitting around corners. But anyway, I was sitting there in the woods, very highly alert, tuned into the environment. Here comes the wind. I smell this chewing tobacco. And this is what's going to sound strange. This squirrel was prancing around in the leaves and came up to me and said, "What are you doing?" I said, "You're a squirrel. You don't talk. I can't. This isn't real." And it said, "Look, it doesn't matter. You're alone. Nobody's here. Just talk to me. What are you doing?" "Deer hunting," I replied. Well, the squirrel, said, "Well, you get ready. I mean, they're out here. And don't you smell that tobacco?" He smelled it too. It wasn't just me. Anyway, I heard a noise. I turned. And when I turned and looked, there was this 10-point buck. And what did I lo and behold and see here was this pouch sticking out of its jaw. Sure enough, that deer had a big wad of chewing tobacco in its mouth. I started to turn. The deer jumped, and it choked. It had that, all that juice in its mouth. Well, that was my only opportunity. Right then, I took my shot because it stopped trying not to choke. It spit out the wad. I shot and missed, and it took off. Well, I went over there, and all I had was this nasty mound of chewing tobacco. and no one was going to believe my story. And that was a day in the woods.